Senate Republicans want to overhaul the Healthy Indiana Plan, or HIP, citing concerns around the Medicaid forecast. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports lawmakers might need support from the federal government to implement part of the bill, but even with that support, it would likely have no impact on the forecast.
The major changes to HIP would include a cap on enrollment, a lifetime limit on eligibility, and the state's previously halted work requirements. Jonathan Ingram is with the Foundation for Government Accountability, a conservative think tank. He says the federal government may be able to help work around previous federal rulings against work requirements.
There's no doubt in my mind that Indiana is going to have great partners in the White House, at CMS, and beyond.
Tracy Hutchings-Getz is with Hoosier Action. She says even if the federal government allows work requirements, they create harm and they still don't address fiscal concerns.
FSSA has made plain on many occasions that the Healthy Indiana Plan did not contribute at all to the Medicaid budget shortfall.
Hutchings-Getz says the increased administrative burden might increase the cost of the program in the long run. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.